This file will curse you to go back to the way you were before puberty. Your body will shift back to the way it was before you went through puberty, right before. And that is pretty much all there is to it. So,
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing. Only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Now, a change is going to begin happening to you. This change is going to be permanent. In fact, you are cursed with this change. You are going to find yourself caught up in it, unable to escape it, a part of it, for at least the next 6 months. Whatever happens in those 6 months, you will not be able to recover, you will not be able to undo, but after those 6 months, you will be able to have the curse removed. That is entirely up to you, but what is going to happen to you, what you cannot escape, is a change in your body. Your body is about to go through puberty in reverse. Everything that was once adult is going to begin becoming childish. Your body is going to revert back to the way it was before you went through puberty. You're going to discover that your voice is going to begin taking a higher and higher pitch, a more childish tone. You will find that your pubic and body hair will stop growing and begin falling out. Only the hair on your head will remain. Your genitals are going to revert back to the way they were when you were younger. This means that if you're a man, your penis and balls are going to shrink a bit and become considerably less prominent. If you're a woman, most of what it means is that your breasts are going to begin shrinking away until you do not have them, and your hips will begin getting narrower and more straight as opposed to the more curved ones that you have now. Your entire body will begin reverting back to the way it was. If you're female, your menstrual cycle will cease entirely. If you're male, you will cease producing semen entirely. This is what is happening to you. Your hormone levels are going to change. The amount of testosterone and estrogen that you produce will return to the way it was before you ever hit puberty, almost non-existent, just little trace amounts, nothing like you generate now as an adult. This is what is happening to you. You can feel your body beginning to transform. You can feel it beginning to revert back to the way it was before, to the way it once was. This is not something you will grow back out of. Your body is just simply going to revert back to the form that it had before you went through puberty. It is not a reversible state. Every change that happens is permanent and cannot be undone. This curse is permanent and cannot be removed by anyone but me. And even then, it cannot be removed for at least 6 months. You will not find yourself able to ask for its removal for at least 6 months. Your body is changing. It is transforming. You are becoming more childish in body. Your mind will stay the same as it is right now. It is only your body that is changing. Your voice will go backwards. Backwards through puberty, you will have the changes in pitch and timbre as it becomes higher and more childlike. Your body hair will cease growing and falling out. Pretty soon, all you will have is the hair on your head, the hair under your armpits, your genital hair. Even the hair on your legs will cease growing like it used to. Chest hair, if you have it, will also cease growing. Back hair as well. Any hair that grew in after puberty will simply cease growing and begin falling out until it is all gone. If you are a man, you will find that your penis and balls are shrinking somewhat. They're shrinking, and you will stop producing testosterone, and you will stop producing semen. You will no longer ejaculate in the manner you used to. Your body is reverting to the way it was before you went through puberty, and that means you will no longer get the same form of erections. You will find that you do not produce semen, that you do not feel the same way because you are producing much less testosterone. You will revert back to the way you were before you went through puberty. Now, if you are female, you will find that your body hair also goes away. You'll find that your breasts begin shrinking back as your body ceases to produce estrogen. You'll find that your breasts sink away, very much like they might if you were a serious exerciser. Someone who exercises all the time finds that their breasts shrink away. You will find that yours are doing the same, that you are no longer producing the hormones that cause them to stay the shape they are, that they will actually begin shrinking away. You will find your body reverting to the way it was before you went through puberty. That is simply the way it is. You will lose all of your pubic hair. You will find yourself looking more and more the way you did before you went through puberty. If you are a woman, you will also find that your hips no longer have that same womanly shape. Your body does not have the same womanly shape. It will have a much more childish shape as the transformation continues. This transformation will continue day after day, week after week, and every success will build on the one before. If you notice that your voice is getting higher, it will help remind you that you have been cursed, that you are going through a reverse puberty, that you are getting younger and more childish of body, and there is no way to stop it. It simply is the way things are. You cannot stop it. You cannot go back. Every change that occurs is permanent. Every change that occurs, and you are cursed with all of these changes for the next 6 months. Only then may you have the curse lifted, and only by me. No one else may remove this curse. No one else may undo what has been done. Your body is changing, and there is no stopping it. There is no way out. You are going through puberty in reverse. Your voice will begin changing. Your pubic and body hair will stop growing, leaving only the hair on your head. Your genitals will revert back to a more childish state. Your body will cease producing cum. You will become more and more of the way you were before you went through puberty. Your entire body reverting back to that exact same form. You probably remember a bit about what you looked like exactly how you looked before you went through puberty. The fact that if you were a man, your penis and balls weren't as pronounced. You had no pubic hair. You had a small, childish voice. All of these things will be true for you. If you were a woman, you obviously had no breasts. You had no pubic hair. You also had a higher voice, a much more childlike one. These are the changes that are beginning to happen to you. You cannot avoid them. You cannot escape them. You cannot stop them. There is no way out. You have been cursed. You have been cursed with this for the next 6 months, and there is no way to stop it. You will find yourself coming back to this curse over and over again. You will find yourself memorizing it, making it a part of yourself, accepting it, embracing it. You will begin feeling the effects of this curse as it changes you, day after day, week after week, and every single success will build on the one before, and the one before, until you've succeeded in all manners, until your body is actually reverting to the shape it was before you hit puberty. You can imagine what you will look like. You can probably even remember exactly what you looked like. That is how you are going to look, how you are going to feel. That is what is happening to you. There is no way to stop or avoid it. It simply is happening. There is no escape. There is no way to stop it. There is no way to avoid it. Your body is going back to the shape it was in before puberty, and this is a curse you cannot escape. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and fully under the effects of this curse. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and feeling the effects of this curse.